You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast brought to you by NBA 2K24. It's myself, Mo Mutsi, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, BJ Armstrong. How's it going today, brother?
Oh, man, it's all good. Well, it's all good. And little NBA mm-hmm. action. Mm-hmm. And just glad we're checking in. What's going on? What you hearing out here?
You remember a couple weeks ago on the podcast, I think it was the episode with Scott, when I said, you know, when you're playing video games and you're laid back in your chair and then it's time to win, you sit forwards. And that's what the Denver Nuggets are doing after the All-Star break. Well, now they're 10-1. And right now, they're top of the West. So,
how about that?
You said you can't flip a switch, but it looks like the switch has been flipped.
Okay, well, you know, it's you got to give the Nuggets. They are championship caliber. They're championship proven. So you can't ever doubt them. And you know, it's good, you know, that they're healthy, and that's the main thing. If they're healthy, and the way they play, the way they're coached, they're going to give maximum effort. And right now, I think they've just kind of stayed, you know, they've stayed in the race, if you will. Mm-hmm. And suddenly now you look up and they are in first place in the Western Conference. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it got me thinking, BJ. When we get to June, what is your dream matchup for the NBA Finals this season? Which matchup do you think will give us the best final series?
I would love to see the
whole playoffs.
Your Celtics versus Denver. I think those are the two best teams in their respective conferences. And, you know, if you ask me who would win that series, I think probably Denver would win the series. But I think it would be a great series. And certainly the Boston Celtics are, you know, they play terrific. They have the best record in the league. So I think it will be for a great series if you ask me today.
Okay. Well, who would you want to see going up against Denver in the Western Conference Finals?
Wow. In the Western Conference Finals.
We're making a whole bracket right here.
I think we're probably the most competitive, provided everyone's healthy, would be the Clippers in Denver. I think they would, you know, because you have a team that has arguably the best player right now in the NBA. And then you have the team that's arguably, they play a different brand of basketball. And they would play, you know, I've said this before, that when you say small ball, I think the Clippers play the best version of small ball currently in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So I think that would provide for a very entertaining, very interesting series. I think it would be, the matchups would be incredible. The coaching would be, it would be for sure to be a chess match. And mm-hmm. we'll see. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, regardless of, you know, what he does during the regular season, when you get to the playoffs, a healthy Kawhi Leonard is as good as anyone. So I think that would be a very entertaining series. One I would love to see go seven, and may the best team win.
And so that would put the Clippers and the Nuggets on separate sides of the bracket. So in the semifinals, who would you want to see go up against Denver?
It doesn't matter. I mean, listen, in the semifinals, you know, New Orleans, I think, would be entertaining just because of the size and the matchup. But, when you get to that stage, you're looking for teams who are playing their best basketball at that particular time. And a lot of times it comes down to matchups. So
whoever, well, that's what we're talking about here today, the matchups that you'd want to see.
I think New Orleans matches up well. Sacramento will play a different brand of basketball, but I think it's a bad matchup for them. I don't see
the Kings getting to the second round.
But I think that, you know, the Clippers, Minnesota maybe a little bit, you know, now that Cat is out, I don't know. And we saw that last year. So I would like to see either New Orleans, for sure. I would love to see the Clippers. And I think those are the only two teams I think that have a chance, an mm-hmm. outside chance to beat the Denver Nuggets.
So who would you want to see taking on the Clippers in that second round?
You know what? I'm not banking on the Clippers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. every year, you know, you say if, you know, and that's
just
a big
this
gift.
Is just hype. This is what we want to see, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what will give us the best match? Like, I would love to see Luka Clippers have another Lakers. Pop at the Clippers.
I want Clippers Lakers. I want Clippers Lakers. I want to see that in my lifetime in the playoffs. That's what I want to see. I want to see Clippers Lakers. Okay,
Kawhi versus LeBron. How many games do you think that'll go?
I want to see seven. I want to see Clippers Lakers. At what, crypto? Is that what they call it? Crypto.
The crypts.
Yep. Yeah, I want to see the fan base go crazy out here in LA. And that's what I want to see. And I thought I was going to see that a couple of years ago when Kawhi and those guys first came out here, but it didn't happen.
Okay, that just leaves us with the first round. And in the first round, you've got Denver, you've got Pelicans, you've got the Clippers, and you've got the Lakers. So in doing this, that means you'd want to see the Thunder and the Timberwolves, the top two teams for most of the regular season, get eliminated in the first round. Which of those four teams do you think is best positioned to eliminate either of those two? Who would you want to see them go up against?
OKC. I want to see OKC advance, at least out of the first round. So I'm rooting for OKC and Minnesota, to be honest with you, because they have great young players. I want to see Shea get some playoff experience. I want to see Anthony Edwards, who came out to the played against the Clippers the other day and was just magnificent. I want to see those guys advance.
Here's a question for you, BJ. Who do you think is better positioned to win an NBA championship first, the Timberwolves or the OKC Thunder?
I think the Timberwolves.
Why?
Because I think they can play a better brand of basketball that suits the playoffs better at this particular time than OKC. I think OKC, they're more positioned to play a better brand of basketball for the regular season. But right now, they don't have the girth nor the size to play a playoff brand of basketball. They're little. Mm-hmm. When I say they're little, they're small, right? So rebounding is a huge problem for them at this particular time. And they're going to have to shift and figure out how to get bigger to play against the bigger players that they'll see in the playoffs. So, but they are fun to watch. They have a great player. But I think they're going to have to make a change in their lineup to be able to play a brand of basketball that's going to correlate, if you will, to the playoffs. And I think that's just figuring out which players are going to commit to and figure out how they're going to get bigger. Because I don't think Chet will ever have the girth to be able to play that brand of basketball. I think he is a talent. I think he has a chance to be a terrific player. I think he'll be an all-star for many years to come, but I don't see him as of now being able to hold down the fort, if you will, in the middle once the playoffs begin.
Mm-hmm. So a team that we've not really talked about too much, the Sacramento Kings. Going through this exercise, it's kind of assuming that maybe they don't even make the playoffs. Currently, they're in seventh. Obviously, we forgot to talk about Phoenix as well. Mm-hmm. But the Kings had such a great season last year. Now, it's not like they're worse, but everyone else has just got better. Do you see any route in which the Kings can actually improve and get back to the top half of the Western Conference like they were before? Or the top half of the playoff teams, rather?
Well, again, their whole philosophy, if you will, is built on pace. They play an extremely fast. I think it's very hard to play against them because of how fast they play. They have he's a marvelous player, De'Aaron Fox. I really love how he plays. He's a player, Mo, that plays downhill. He can score with the best of them, speed, quickness, so forth and so on. Screen roll, he can distribute. He can do everything that you ask the guard to do. Now, but when you look at their team, they're small, especially in their front court. Keegan Murray, Harrison Barnes, and Sabonis. Mm. With the exception of Sabonis, I mean, you're playing basically with a power forward and two small forwards up front.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're getting up and down, speed and quickness, hey, that's hard to play against, especially when you have De'Aaron Fox. You put in Malik Monk in there, and all of a sudden now you're as fast as anybody in the league. I think they left the league last year in how fast they played, right? Just, you know, yeah. Tempo and speed, so forth and so on. Now, but as you know, once you get to the playoffs, you're playing against better teams, and the better teams are going to figure out how to take advantage of that. And you can offensive rebound versus this team because they're small. I mean, you have to be able to rebound the basketball. So at some point here, I think the coaching staff is going to have to make an adjustment, just like the OKC Thunder, who we just talked about earlier. At some point, you can win a lot of games in the regular season playing that way, but I don't think you can win the big game playing that way. I don't think you can, because it puts so much pressure on your offense. Now, everyone will point and say, what about the Warriors? Well, the Warriors have a superpower, but they shoot the three ball at an exceptionally high clip. No one's ever done that. This is an anomaly. There's always an anomaly to everything that we talk about here. We don't talk in absolutes. So I just think the Sacramento Kings are going to have to make a decision. I would love to see Sabonis play some four alongside someone that can
Well, we
give
saw him
him
do
two
that in
things.
Indiana with Miles Turner, who's
Yeah,
kind of the ideal five to have around him as well, who can
I'm
block
not
shots
saying
and stretch the
he's,
floor.
I'm not saying any player of that caliber should be an exclusive player at one position, right? The best players are versatile. They play multiple positions, right? You got to have a level of versatility. Clearly, in my opinion, the best players to play the game, regardless of, everyone loves to talk about their generation, but I think it's been noted for all the people and all the fans who have watched the NBA for years, that the hybrid player, a player who can do multiple things in multiple scenarios, they are the best players in the league. And Sabonis has the ability to not only be a five, but I think he can play four. And I think he's skilled enough to be able to play multiple positions, certainly on the offensive end. And I think he can do it on the defensive end. So I would love to see them utilize his versatility, not just exclusively at the five, which he is. He's magnificent. He's been an all-star at that position. But I would love to see him be able to take advantage of his versatility and give that team some different looks according to who they're going to play against. Because I don't think there are too many fours that can handle Sabonis. There's not too many fives that can handle him, but I don't think there are a lot of fours who could handle him. And then that they go from being a small team to suddenly they could be a big team. And being able to give the team different looks depending on what works that evening, I think gives them a better opportunity to advance, because you want to be versatile as you go through the playoffs and you want to be deep. So I would like to see them exercise that, or at least explore that with Sabonis' versatility at the four or the five.
Yeah, in the last few years in Indiana, he played about 50% of his time at the four, 50% at the five. But since he's been in Sacramento, he's been exclusively at the five. But let's go over to the East. You said you want to see Boston in the finals. Who do you want to see them match up against in the conference finals, though?
Well, I'm not concerned. I don't have any questions about Boston. Like most, well, they can't make it in the fourth quarter. They can't do this. Well, listen, I just want to see Jason Tatum finish the deal now. Jason Tatum
But who
has
would
been
give
a
them the best
been.
series in the conference finals? Because
I
obviously you've
don't
got
I
the
don't
Bucks who are
I
there.
don't I don't think the Bucks, I don't think this version of the Bucks, with the exception of Giannis, can play at their level. Okay. Watching the Bucks, I'm just gonna say it. Giannis, yes. I don't think there's another player that can play and match that at the level that they're playing, provided that the Celtics are, healthy and everyone. If everyone's healthy, I don't see anyone in the East being able to match them. I don't see Cleveland, the Knicks, Orlando, Philly with no Embiid, Indiana. I mean, they lost another game tonight to I think the Chicago Bulls
Yeah,
in
DeMar DeRozan
overtime.
coming up clutch.
So,
Does the
I'm
Miami
not
Heat not
stuck on.
concern you?
No, Miami Heat doesn't concern me. At some point, you keep saying, you can turn it on and turn it off. I don't believe you turn it on and turn it off. And Miami, I think they're older now.
They've had some health
And
issues over the regular season, but if they all get
yeah.
healthy for the playoffs.
I don't think this version.
Well, they have lost their last
Yeah.
four, to be fair.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think this team can do it.
okay. What do you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers, who obviously went on that huge run throughout the regular season? They've had a lot of injuries, but do you think, last season they got to the playoffs, the first round against the Knicks. Jarrett Allen said the lights were too bright, his famous quote. Do you think now, with the year of experience under their belt and regular season success, they're currently the second seed, do you think that they can cause a stir and maybe even get to the conference finals?
I like Cleveland. I love Evan Mobley. I don't want to say that again, But I'm not convinced that they have the roster, the depth, and they can compete at that level with the elite teams, right? I don't think they have the team as is to beat the Celtics or to beat Milwaukee.
Even. Unless Dean Wade turns into Dwayne Wade again.
maybe, you know, I don't think they have the experience right now to do that. So, and I'm not convinced that this group can play a playoff brand of basketball, even though they have a big team, but they're not big bodies. You know what I mean?
They're tall.
Like,
their bigs are tall. Their guards are very short.
They're tall. Yeah, yes. So I just don't think they can convert to the brand of basketball for the playoffs. But I like their talent. You know, you like Jared Allen. I like Mobley. What is there not to like about their guards? You know, Donovan Mitchell and Garland. What is there not to like? Other than I don't think it's a good fit for the playoff brand of basketball.
Mm.
I don't think it's a good fit now.
And why is that? Because of the half-court kind of offense that they run?
Well, you know, you have small guards. And suddenly when you have small guards, now you start to worry about when you play against taller guards in the playoffs, you know? And they're not a physical team, right? It's not like Jared Allen and Evan Mobley can physically control the paint, right? They're shot blockers, elite athletes at their position. But they can't bring a level of physicality to me that, you know, like Bam and Lopez and those guys, you know, if Joel Embiid was playing, there's a certain level of physicality you have to bring to the game. And I don't see this Cleveland Cavaliers team being able to do that. Now, it's not to say that they don't have players that can play and get hot and shoot the ball. But if you're just asking me today, based on what I've seen, I mean, there's a lot of things that unanswered questions with this group. I think Donovan Mitchell just got back in the lineup. I don't know if he's what's really going. What he missed the games for, but he missed a little length of time. So, but I'm not convinced yet with Cleveland, even though I think they're currently now in the second seed, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they are. They are also the New York Knicks. If they were all healthy, they would really intrigue me as a team that could get to the conference finals. Obviously, I don't know if Mitchell Robinson will be back in time for that, but if they get the rest of the squad healthy, what do you think of their playoff chances?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm not sold. But again, do I think they could advance? Yes, I do. And here's why. I think when you start looking in the Eastern Conference, you start looking at Orlando, inexperience. You're looking at Philly, injury. Indiana, inexperience. I think age has probably caught up with Miami. When you start looking around, you go, the Knicks could be the second or third best team in the Eastern Conference if they're healthy. So I think if they catch the right team at the right time, I think they could advance to the conference finals. I don't think they're nowhere near as good as the Boston Celtics, but if they can get through and Julius is there and AG and Brunson and OG
yeah.
is there, I think they have a chance. Just because they have experience, they play a brand of basketball that, you know, as is, should convert to the playoffs. But again, there's some questions I have, you know, because they don't go into their bench.
Yep. They're playing a lot of minutes right now.
They're playing a lot of minutes. And then those guys are going to come back. And then is he going to keep playing 7-8 guys? Is he going to shorten his rotations? I don't know what Coach Tibbs is going to do. But I like their team. Mm. And when you look at the other rosters, you go, experience-wise, I mean, this team is – they're as experienced as anyone else coming out of the Eastern Conference. Probably with the exception of the Celtics. I guess Milwaukee, but I like their team and I like their group, the way they play.
If you had to pick one wild card from either conference that's not the Celtics or the Nuggets that has the biggest chance to make it to the NBA Finals, who would that wild card be?
Well, just based on like talent, right? Even though you, so a lot of times you'll look at these teams, you go, oh, wow, I didn't see that. I mean, when you look at Cleveland, you go, they're tall. They may not be big, but they're tall. They have scores. They can score the basketball. They have depth. They have players that can shoot, provide spacing. I mean, if Cleveland suddenly caught fire in the playoffs, you go, well, it's not because they don't have the talent to do it. They just haven't done it. This group hasn't done it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I could see them, Mobley suddenly takes a step.
How many
Jared
times do you see a
Allen.
player take a step in the playoffs, though?
Well, that's where the players take steps. That's where you get your reputation. You don't get your reputation in the regular season. How many times have we seen people have great regular season, then the playoffs begin, and then they don't show up?
But how many times have
Sometimes
you
you.
seen players have good regular seasons and then amazing playoff runs?
Well, you see it quite frequently. Well, I think with
Like
great
who?
players. Okay, like Jokic last year. I mean,
He was
like.
MVP for the regular. Well, he should have been the
He
MVP
was
for
the
the regular season,
MVP,
though.
yeah, and but he took his game to a totally different
Yeah,
level
but we're
once the
talking about the
playoffs begin.
superstar caliber players. Evan Mobley is not in that superstar category.
Okay, so I remember when Steph Curry did it. Like there were questions about him before his playoff run.
Another superstar.
Okay, but you're not coming in this league as a superstar.
So
Everyone has.
you think Mobley can become the superstar
I'll say it for the last time. I
then?
think Evan Mobley is the one player that can propel them to that level. I think
Okay.
he's that player. If
Okay.
you're saying who's going to do it, last year I thought Aaron Gordon really took a step. Jamal Murray,
He
wow.
does it every year. He's built
Okay.
for the playoffs.
Like Bruce Brown last year. I was like, okay, where'd that come from? Like this guy was kind of a journeyman, if you will, and all of a sudden, like, bam,
Well, I mean,
like,
playing with Jokic helps because
yeah, okay.
he ain't been doing that since.
Siakam, for instance, in their playoff run with Toronto. I mean, that's where it happens for you. You know what I mean? Like, when the lights are shining the brightest, that's where the players come. That's where they show up. There are a lot of players who they even give themselves playoff names, right? You know what I mean? They
Don't
give
say it.
themselves. I'm not
Don't
going to
say
say
it.
anything,
Don't
but
say it because that is an audacity.
like this year, I'd be fascinated to see how Paolo shows up in the playoffs. I think to me that will show me, like, because he's had a all-star level season this year, right? He was an all-star. But I would love to see him when the playoffs start, when the lights are the brightest, for him to show up. And really, Jimmy Butler to me has been probably one of the most unique players as far as how he performs in the regular season and what he does in the playoffs. I don't know what his stats show, but I know his impact in the playoffs. He's a different player. And he certainly wasn't drafted as a lottery. He wasn't in a lottery, if I remember correctly, with him when he was drafted. But he performs like an elite player once the playoffs begin. So I think players, that's where their reputations are garnished. It's right there in the playoffs, where you really say, you know what? I can take my game to an even higher level once that begins. Where, like in my era, Reggie Miller did that. Reggie Miller, that one playoff series versus the Knicks. I mean, Reggie was an all-star before then, but that propelled him into a whole nother level when he did it in the playoffs.
Well, there is precisely 1 month until the regular season ends. So let's see who's gearing up, who's getting ready. Hopefully, there's not more injuries because we've seen a few over the last few days, which have been horrible. And we'll be right here the whole way with you guys. So make sure you follow the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you tune in. And until next time, most importantly, get buckets.